he's 11 years old. His sister is 7. When mm-hmm. she started to school, they had gone back to the syllable mm-hmm. pronunciation and spelling, and I don't think you could tell Joanna to spell. I don't care what you told her. Mm-hmm. She could spell it or come pretty close to spelling it, where Jonathan wouldn't even attempt it. Mm-hmm. It's the system of teaching, because he didn't get it and she did, mm-hmm. because they went back to the syllable mm-hmm. spelling system. When my son graduated from high school mm-hmm. 2 years ago, this 7-year-old, she was 6 at the time. 2 years ago, it's only been a year ago since Michael graduated. We went to the graduation exercises, and this little girl was with us, and it was at the Civic Auditorium, and she sat there and she read words like commencement exercises, Civic Auditorium, mm-hmm. that her brother couldn't read at all. Mm-hmm. She was 6, but she could read them because she'd sound them out. Auditorium, and she mm-hmm. could say it, she could read it. Mm-hmm.
I know now, even if I'm learning words, I write them out in syllables. I mean, if
sure.
I'm learning.
It's the way I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the schools were better when I was in school. Mm-hmm. We hired a girl at the office who had graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. This has been 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. She was typing a letter. Mm-hmm. She turned around to me and she said, "How do you spell Marilyn? M-A-R-I-L-I-N. I said, "Are you talking about the girl's name?" She said, "No, I'm talking about the state of Maryland." Now, she graduated from high school and couldn't even spell the state.
Uh-huh.
I have a diary, a yearbook that I keep on my desk, that if I want a file back in 30 days, I write it up mm-hmm. the title of the file up in this book for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I gave this girl some files on the 29th of January. I said, mm-hmm. "I want these back in a month."
Mm-hmm.
She went to write them up in my diary.
Mm-hmm.
She turned to me and she said, "Somebody has torn February the 29th and 30th out of your book. The pages aren't here."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, don't you know that there are only 28 days in February?" And she said, "No." I said, "You never heard the little poem, 30 Days, Half September?" "No, nobody ever told me that."
Uh-huh.
But she had a high school diploma. Now mm-hmm. if I had been that bad when I was in the 12th grade, I would not have graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the things that you should learn when you're in 3rd, 4th, 5th grade. At least to spell the names of the states, you should know by the time you're in mm-hmm. in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Should know how many days there are in each month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. No wonder. I had on a college paper one time, I'd misspelled a word, and then I'd made a typographical error. And later I'd made another typographical error. My typing wasn't so good. But the way it worked out, I'd misspelled the same word 3 times, 3 different ways. and I've never seen an English professor get so mad in my life.
When I was taking typing in high school, we had to take speed tests ever so often.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we started out with 1-minute tests and then 2-minute tests, and we had to type for 3 minutes. And mm-hmm. we had to type at the top of the paper, mm-hmm. 1-minute speed test, 2-minute speed test, mm-hmm. 3-minute speed test, or whatever it was we were taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I spelled minute, M-I-N-U-E-T, every time,
mm-hmm.
until the teacher just couldn't stand that anymore, and she finally got through to me that M-I-N-U-E-T spelled minuet, and mm-hmm. M-I-N-U-T-E was minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, for months I spelled it M-I-N-U-E-T.
Mm-hmm.
She just finally had enough of that, and she was...